What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. Shh. Not yet. Welcome to Zen. Oh, wait. Welcome to Zen with Mike Wilmot. I fucked it up, and I even practiced.
Keep it going.
I even practiced.
Keep it going. I like stretch. That's the really. That's well, almost like a Kubrick. Like a what's that director?
Kubrick.
Yeah, that was a real Kubrick opening.
I know. I kind of really so I muffed it.
Who is that?
I'd actually pronounce Mozart.
Is that Mozart?
Yeah, it's Mozart. This is a piano concerto number 6.
And of course
and
it was.
And I actually thought...
Number 5 was a bag of gum.
That's what he said.
But number 5, what was I thinking?
Number 7 was okay, but number 6 that, was he nailed
six
it.
6 is my number. This is my number. Kaboom. Every time with the concerto number 6.
And it's exactly 20 minutes long, and so I thought we'd play it for the entirety of this episode.
It takes me 6 runs at something to get good at it. So I can understand.
Yeah. You run for about 6 minutes.
No.
You do.
No.
Oh, so it's 6K.
5.31 with my app.
Imagine if you could run 6K in 6 minutes. That'd be.
I wouldn't have to run. If anything, I'd have to gain weight, maybe slow down a bit.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Now we're in. So we're in. Show's started. So, what have you been up to, Mike?
Nothing. Okay. What the fuck is that?
I just turned it off right now.
Turn off the music. I'm fading away. That's all.
No, it's because I put it all on because you went to the Wells Cathedral. You went to the cathedral in Wells.
There was no pianos in his time. So it was that other thing they played.
Harpsichord.
Yeah. So really the piano made his music even better. An invention made him better.
How could he have written a piano concerto without a piano?
Because they didn't have pianos when he was around. It was redone as a piano concerto because they invented the piano.
He would have called it a harpsichord concerto.
There was
concerto.
No fucking piano.
There was so.
Well, no. Have you ever seen Amadeus?
Not seen Amadeus. You get all your information from the movies?
Pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty well.
All right.
I look into it. The movie gets, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then I looked into it.
The Americans won the war.
And the pianos weren't around. The pianos, like a grand piano, was invented after that.
It doesn't have to be a grand piano. He played an upright piano, like a boogie woogie piano.
No, it wasn't an upright piano.
He played like
a harpsichord. You know the shitty one, the one that makes me laugh? The auto harp.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to all instruments, the auto harp is the most. It just seems like something that they give you because you're a little angry. So why don't you take this auto harp home and learn to be a music person in 25 minutes.
You can push one button and it pulls all the strings for you.
It's a chord.
Yeah. It does all the work for you.
That and a recorder. We should do that one day. Just I'll bring out an auto harp. You bring out a recorder. And we'll jam.
Maybe we could just end the show like this. Like with us playing.
We could do the auto strummer dude daddy thing or a kazoo.
Who told you about there being no piano? I'm looking online. See, he wrote loads of piano concertos.
No, they weren't piano. They were harpsichord. They were rewritten as piano stuff is what I'm saying. Look it up.
They're looking concertos.
So when was the piano invented? Just look up that and then look up his age. When did they invent the modern piano?
What do you mean, when did they invent it?
Look it up. You're on the fucking computer
Mike,
all the time
this is
anyway.
Why are we... No, it's a piano. Why did you ask me these questions before we start?
When did they invent...
Piano invented. Okay. If anyone out there knows this, ring in. Right.
Well, it'll be Richard Wood. That's the only one that knows this. The only one that listens to us.
Oh, you're trying to say the Somalians don't listen to classical music? You racist. I can't believe this, Mike. How long did it take you 4 minutes to say something horrible.
I'll admit that that was a little racist.
The piano was invented in 1709.
Yeah. And when was this?
Mozart composed between 1784 and 1786.
What?
He composed this piece in, let me just get this up here, Mike. Are you ready to eat it? Number 6 in B flat.
Oh, B flat.
Oh, this was in 1776 he wrote this one.
Yeah, but he didn't have the piano by then.
Yes, he did.
The only one person had.
It's a flavor piano.
No.
Why would they call a piano concerto? Yes, they got to admit you're wrong.
But not a harpsichord.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. You know what? I shouldn't make fun of you, though, because one thing you do know about is funk. You're a big fan of funk.
Oh, by the way, there is a little contest I want to just throw this out.
Yeah, what is it?
I will mail a Phil Nickel Live DVD of Phil Nickel Live on stage doing his stuff to anyone anywhere in the world if you could answer this trivia question. Who do I think was the singing voice in Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty, the old one. It came out like 1950. All right, not necessarily who it is.
Who is it
that I think? What? Anywhere in the world.
But you can just wait. That's a dumb question because then you can't prove the answer. That's a dumb trivia question.
Somebody.
Well, you can just change your mind. No, so they. What are they waiting?
No. I'll be honest. Of who I tomorrow or the next time. I know. I'll tell. I'll write it down. I'll show you.
Can I just say, I'm just reading here.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. He had a talk show out of Philadelphia.
That's the person you think.
Yeah.
Sang.
He had a talk show, chat show out of Philadelphia.
Did he also do one of the voices in Finding Nemo?
No.
What was...
No, you're not... What, you just want to win so I can hand you your own... Because you don't want me to give away one of your DVDs.
It's what... My DVD... That's not the prize.
Behind you, there's stacks of them.
They're not... There's four
left. Stacked next to a Mozart thing. What the fuck? This is all getting weird. Shh. You can't just let it play, huh? You gotta fuck him.
Imagine being the guy in the orchestra. He's like, Mozart's playing. There's a guy in the back going, would you shut this up? Who didn't write that?
His uncle owns the place.
Can I just say that the pianist, Angela Hewitt, actually observed that the first performances of these works were on the harpsichord. So you might have been right. But we'll never know. Actually, if there's any classical music.
But a harpsichord was a preferred instrument at the time. The piano didn't just like one day. It wasn't like
but it still makes sense.
The guitar didn't go kaboom.
But then that's why you wouldn't have a harpsichord, because that was the rich guy's thing.
Harpsichord, yeah.
And he was like.
It blew it away. The harpsichord. Who plays a harpsichord now? If your kid came
Stevie
home and
Wonder?
Said,
It's a clavicle. He's actually just playing the bone on his chest.
Nearer the neck for the higher notes.
So now that we've established you know a lot about music.
No, it's probably from a game show. I think I probably know that from a game show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you want to turn this into a game show?
No, not at all.
Okay, here's another question. If you get that one right, the bonus question is, who do I think is the better presenter of Zen with Mike Wilmot? And just call in, but it's not who that actually is. It's who I think is the better presenter of Zen with Mike Wilmot.
And remember, and your name being, what's your last name again?
Watkinson.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Well, clearly you think you're like, I don't even.
You don't even know.
No, this just ran out of gas.
You don't know. What ran out of gas?
You know why? Because you're playing this all the way through.
But I think it's supposed to, you said play it. You said leave it on. I was going to take it off. I have an amazing treat of things lined up. But no, we're listening to this.
Yeah, I heard you.
Shut up. Shut.
You were listening to Parliament.
I don't care.
You were listening. Why weren't we listening to Parliament? Like, you were listening to the Parliament.
What, you mean like, you mean Prime Minister's Question Time? No, Parliament?
Parliament, the funk band. George Clinton's, you were playing that before.
I was playing that before.
But then you just open up with this guy?
This guy, you know what, George Clinton loves
Honest
Mozart.
Honest to God, really, there's a stack of Phil Nichols
there's
DVDs.
There's three left
And
now.
Underneath
I'm just
a
giving
stack
one away. There's four.
Of Mozart.
I do have, so this,
he's,
I do have a complete
honestly, he really thinks he's up there with Mozart.
It's a complete Mozart. No, it's just where it's sitting on the shelf.
No, you made me put that shelf up there, you know, the so you can put those together and make them rub.
Keep it down back there. You know what, the complete works of Mozart, if you were to play that. How old was he when he died? Do you know Mozart?
He was in his...
31.
He was 31.
What did the movie say?
I don't know.
I don't know. Who played him in the movie?
The guy from Animal House.
Who was that?
And the director said to him, if I knew you were in Animal House, you wouldn't have been in this movie. He didn't know. He hadn't... the guy that did... Amadeus. Yeah. Great director. Anyway. Yeah. He said, I didn't know
who
you
is
were
it?
In Animal House.
Come on.
Tom Hulce.
Well done.
Tom Hulce.
I would never have gotten that. So when how old was Tom Hulce in the movie?
When Tom Hulce died? Tom Hulce. Well, here, if you're listening, when did you die in Mozart?
Yeah, call in and tell us, not when you actually died, but when you think you died. And that's because this is the way the question time is going in this.
And F. Murray Abraham.
Oh, yeah.
He was amazing in that.
He was really
He's
good.
Amazing in that one, the Budapest Hotel, too.
He is. Oh, yeah. He's a fantastic
guy.
Have
you ever seen the one where he played...
Abrams. Is it Abraham or Abrams? Abraham?
It's F. Murray Abraham.
Is Abraham not Abrams?
Yeah. My old American manager used to be like his roommate when they were like actors in the 60s.
What, the 1860s?
In the ha, 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 Because of Mozart? That's later. But, oh, you're being an ageist.
I'm not being an ageist. If I was being an ageist, I wouldn't be.
He's in his early 70s. Nothing nowadays.
If I was being an ageist.
Wait, that's twice as long as Mozart.
I wouldn't be doing a podcast with you if I was ageist.
You wouldn't be doing a podcast without you. People would listen to you arguing to yourself.
Yeah.
Like a crazy person.
Call in. By the way, if you want to,
Any Somalians subscribe, got a buck?
Subscribe.
You got a buck, Somalians? And y'all get together.
You're doing
and give us
callbacks to other episodes which no one listens to, Mike.
I don't care.
This is a waste of time.
If you'll go back to the original podcast, I think I pointed that out.
No.
Yeah.
No. With the original, the very first one.
It's taken you 14 episodes to realize this is a complete waste of time.
I'm saying 14, Mike. It's series 2, episode 4.
Okay. Or season 1, episode 14.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
My point is,
that's what we'll do.
Several hours ago, if you add them up like Mozart's work, you'll find out I said right at the beginning this was a shit idea.
Yeah, that's how. Imagine if Mozart had said that.
You just stop things.
I do.
You just make sure there's a momentum going.
What momentum?
Yeah.
There's no momentum. Is that it?
That's
what it's
coming
down to. People are going to tune into our podcast to listen to you make fun of me.
You make.
It's
a tone. He's grabbing his head. I'm doing good.
Go this entire episode without actually talking about anything. I can't believe this.
We covered harpsichords.
We haven't covered anything. We just talk about...
Too loud.
It's not... Oh, what are you, Mozart's mum? Too loud, honey. Honey, what are you doing in there?
He was Jewish from New York.
Well, Tom Hulse was.
Tom Hulse? How do you know this? Look it up.
Tom Hulse is Jewish and from New York. I don't even... And you wait till you eat your hat.
Is there a number on here where we can go like... Okay.
What do you mean, go what? No, we're not going. We're not leaving. Tom Hulse from Pawtucket, New York. No, he's from Detroit.
That's right.
And is he Jewish?
It's scarier.
Doesn't look Jewish.
No, he's not Jewish.
His father's called Raymond.
No, of course not.
What, you can't be called Raymond?
I'm reading Raymond Chandler right now, and it's really anti-Semitic.
Really?
Oh, it's anti-everything.
Yeah, well,
the guy says at one point, he goes like this, the room was a mess, like some kind of fag party. He burst out laughing. I was reading it outdoors where I was, wherever I was, in Wales.
You were in Wales.
I was in Wales.
You went from Wales to Wales.
Wales to Wales. 55 minutes on a rickety old train.
Wow, that sounds like a blues song. 55 minutes on a rickety old train.
Wales and Wales doesn't make any
Wales
sense.
Wales to
that
Wales.
It sounds like a duo.
Wales to Wales.
Wales and Wales.
Wales, Wales.
But no, it's, Wales. Yeah, there's some kind of fag party in here.
How old do you think Tom Edward Hulse is?
And he calls a woman a weggy Jewess.
Is that bad? What's a Jewess? I don't think Jewess is bad.
Isn't it? Sounds derogatory.
Well, probably bad. No, called a Jewette might be bad.
Well, that's if you're a little one.
You made yourself laugh.
Like a little person.
Oh, let's put the music up. You know, I think this music is really helping our podcast stay friendly.
I
feel better.
I feel better because it's got that Stanley Kubrick bigger picture. He just relies on... Well, Strauss was the one he relied on.
Oh, he loved Strauss. He loved
the waltz.
Yeah.
Spinning around in the end, you can't not
be happy when there's a waltz going.
Well, he did that because everything was spinning, if you remember the movie. Everything was spinning. Like, they looked like they were waltz.
Sure.
So great idea. Yeah. Great idea. That guy had his shit together.
Yeah. Have you heard the German band Rammstein?
Oh, Christ, no.
Every time
you pose one of those, it was going to be like an electric whale, or what did they do? What did they think?
The electric.
They took a pig's heart and they stuck it into a clown mask, and then they shook it over their heads.
Just because I look a little bit eclectic in my taste, that's not even eclectic.
You're searching for shit.
I'm not searching for shit.
I think you nailed it there. You're surfing shit.
I'm not surfing shit. I'm surfing good.
It came out finally.
Well, Rammstein happens to be Tom Hulse's favorite band. Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Yeah.
Is that say it there?
Might be Rammstein.
Is that like a website?
Would it be Rammstein or Rammstein?
Tom Hulse's favorite band?
Rammstein.
I don't know.
Rammstein?
You could be making it up.
Is it Rammstein or Rammstein?
Depends.
Depends what? Whether you're in Palestine or Palestine.
Yeah, what are you in?
I don't tomato, know. Tomato. I would say Palestine. Potato, I would say Rammstein.
Rammstein, go ahead and say it. Who's
Rammstein? They might be. Rammstein. They are now. Dude, you say their name 15 times, they show up.
What is it? Okay, just do tell people what it is. I'll look this way.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, so if all I have
band.
To do.
They're a band.
Is say I'm going to look this way. What kind
would
of band?
Would you like to hear it?
Well, is it close to when we stop talking?
Yes.
Well,
exactly. It's right now.
Perfect.
So, Rammstein.
Rammstein. It's Rammstein time! You know what time it is?
Rammstein.
Du hast mich gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt.